And it is the morning show, and it is that time when we go to the movies. And Jack Lodge from Event Cinemas joins us this morning. Now, not quite a love story to start off with, though, Jack.
No, certainly not. Look, we've got a few really different sort of films releasing this week. And as we know, it's starting to get towards the US summer. Well, we're in the US summer now. And, of course, that means we get some blockbuster family films. And with Finding Dory hitting our screens next week, this week we start with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2,
Yay!
Out of the Shadows. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know.
Order some pizza in and
absolutely. Look, this one, it's got Leo, Raph, Mikey and Donnie are back with a vengeance after their latest installment, which was in 2014. And in this one, the Turtles face a new challenge when Shredder escapes from custody and joins forces with Baxter Stockman, a mad scientist who plans to take over the world, and the Turtles have to fight back. Of course, you know, we've got Megan Fox, Will Arnett, all back in this one. Will Arnett was in Australia a couple of weeks ago, I heard, promoting this and did the media tour. And, yeah, look, this one's a lot of fun. Grab the kids, the grandkids, or even just come along yourself if you're a lover of the Turtles and come out and see this one.
And one hopes good triumphs over evil.
We won't give it away, Jane.
We won't give it away.
I think we'd be remiss to say that didn't happen.
And then there is one of my favourites, the horror stories, horror movies.
Yes. Like I said to you off air, Jane, not really my cup of tea either, but the first film installment of The Conjuring did really, really well at the box office. It sort of resonated with fans of the horror film genre. And, of course, The Conjuring 2 now hits our screens today, and it's the same cast that essentially reprising their role. It's Vera Farmiga and Patrick Wilson, who star as Lorraine and Ed Warren, who... it's a paranormal investigation, this one, and this time they travel to North London to help a single mother of raising four children alone plagued in a house of malicious spirits.
Bit of paranormal. Mm.
Yeah,
this one
is very, very confronting. It was very strong. The first film was very strong and divided opinion, and I imagine this one to do much the same. But if you love this genre and you love this type of film, this is one for you.
Mm, well, I can see Mark Rourke going along because he really enjoyed the first one too, The Conjuring. So, and then you've got something else just a little bit different.
Yeah, really, really different, and one of these really sort of surprising films. It's called Hunt for the Wilder People, and it's from our friends across the ditch in New Zealand. And look, this one's actually had a limited release for a couple of weeks, and due to its success and popularity, it's actually jumped and gone wide and playing in more cinemas today. This one's the story of a defiant young city kid named Ricky who finds himself on the run with his cantankerous foster uncle, who's played by Sam Neill, in the New Zealand bush. And of course, a manhunt ensues, and this is one where they have to put aside their differences and work together. This one is one of those absolutely hilarious films that has that quirky humour around it, and it's struck a chord with audiences, and it's a real heartwarming and heartfelt adventure. And this is one of those films, I mean, we sort of spoke about it off air as well, a bit like Kenny, where there was not a lot of budget behind it and just seemed to resonate with audiences. So, look, you know, for something totally different and something fun and really good Sunday afternoon sort of movie, Hunt for the Wilder People is one to see.
And it's opening as well today?
Yeah. It's been out for a couple of weeks, Some people may have already seen it, but it's playing in more cinemas as of today. They've pushed it a lot wider.
Yeah, and they do have a pretty good sense of humour, the Kiwis.
Absolutely.
So that sounds like a great bag. It'll keep us really busy across the long weekend.
Certainly will.
Thanks very much, Jack Lodge from Event Cinemas. It is, we love going to the movies on 2NURFM.